This Mixed Sunday Morning podcast is presented by Robo Motors in Sylacauga, Alabama. Well known for quality pre-owned automobiles, RVs, boats, and motorcycles, and by Sylacauga Handicapped, the area's premier source of handicapped mobility and motoring equipment. Listen to the full show from 8 to 11 a.m. on Sundays on Mix 106.5, 98.3 HD2, Mix1065Radio.com, the Mix 106.5 mobile apps, and the Mix 106.5 skill on Amazon's Alexa-enabled smart speakers. This program is a product of Radio Alabama. Every week, we feature encouraging stories and have a great conversation with guests about their faith. It's Mixed Sunday Morning for the week of November 3rd, 2024. I'm Greg Wyckoff, your host. This week is a very important week for our country. It's election week. And whatever you believe, left, right, conservative, liberal, get out and vote. And I pray this election, it's very important for our country because we're in dire straits right now. No matter what you think, our country is not the great United States of America anymore. We have been modernized. We've been desensitized. Our children are being taught a different way. And I'm not going to get into all of that because this is not a political show, but it does affect our lives. People say, well, yeah, God is in control. Yes, he is in total control. But he also gives us common sense. And the common sense is to stop this nonsense. So whatever you believe, whatever you're passionate for, I pray that you consider what's in the Word of God and what candidate you will go vote for. Now, are they perfect? Neither one of them's perfect. One of them certainly isn't. But we have to pick the closest one that aligns to the Word of God, to the Bible, to what it teaches, what it upholds. The Bible certainly started with Adam and Eve. There's male and female, and that's it. The they, them, those, that crowd of people, when you say that, you are talking about the principality that is in you. It's you, whether you're a man or a woman, you are biologically one or the other. But when you say they, them, those, and all of those other pronouns, you are speaking, that principality is speaking through you. So if you have friends, if you know someone, pray for them. Because they are lost on a path. And I watched some videos, and I only brought that up because I watched some videos of some people that identified as something other than a male and a female this week. They're afraid that if Donald Trump goes into office, they can't be who they want to be. Well, see, if you're afraid of it, then maybe you're not on the right path and you need to seek the Lord. And it's not Donald Trump. It's called conviction. And conviction is when you're doing something you're not supposed to do and you feel convicted about it, that there's a sense in you that knows right or wrong. Let this, I'll just say it, just go out and vote and vote who you are enticed to vote for, but do it because we have a right, and I'll talk about that when we come up in the next segment right here on Mixed Sunday Morning. Welcome back to Mixed Sunday Morning. I know in the first segment I was all over the board, but the point of it is to get out and vote for the candidate that you can feel compelled to vote for. I am voting, I guess I can say it because this is my show, I'm voting for Donald Trump. And why am I voting for Donald Trump? Because I believe he will uphold. Again, is he perfect? No, he's not. I don't like a lot of things he says. I think he should shut his mouth sometimes. But I believe he is for the people. He's for life. He's pro-life. And some of you may jump back on me about that, but abortion is not birth control, if I can say that on a PG-13 level on this show. And some people believe it. I've watched videos over and over of women who have had multiple abortions and say they would have more. Well, see, that's not your choice. The choice is, how can I say it on this show, is the act itself, okay? That's the choice. And that's where you have to grow up, you have to be mature, you have to be less oblivious to opening your mouth when you say that. The choice is the whole conception part of it. Believe what you want to believe, but you better believe in the Bible, and you better believe that we're all accountable for our actions. And so is as much as politics is supposed to be separate from religion, this presidential election is a spiritual battle. You can see it. It's unreal. It's really unreal. And if you can't, I ask you to step back, because a lot of people are so passionate. And I am passionate about this, but I also know I have to take a step back. I have to know that, yeah, I'm a citizen of the United States. I am a citizen of Alabama, a citizen of the county of Talladega County, and I'm a citizen of the city of Sylacauga. Man, that's crazy, the ownership I just went through right there. Well, I'm not owned. I'm a child of God. And looking at this election, am I nervous? A little bit. My thing is, I've told everybody, I'm not going to react until it hits my front door. Well, it's already hit my front door. The nonsense of what's going on with our kids, what's in the media, what's in the music, what they're being taught, is absolutely absurd. And it's the morality of our country. So which candidate is going to lead us in the morality of our country? Because it's a shame when you can put laws into place to make us behave. What a society we have become. Again, I'll take another step back. There are men and women who have died for this country, who gave their last breath for this country, so their family could have the right to vote and the American people could still have the right to vote. So get out and vote. It's Mick Sunday Morning. Welcome back to Mick Sunday Morning. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for listening to my 9 o'clock rant. But hey, the truth is the truth, and I ask you to seek the truth through this election. And the first thing we have to do is get out and vote. And like I said, go out and vote for who you are passionate for. I hope your passion is aligned with the Word of God and who He says we are supposed to be and uphold. And people say, well, like I talked about before, there's separation between church and state, but this is a spiritual election. As I've already mentioned, there is a spiritual battle going on. Is either candidate perfect? No, they're not, but they are polar opposites of each other. So the selection of the one who would uphold the teachings of the Bible, or uphold that we have the right to believe in that. So get out and vote. Like people have died for that right, and you have that right. So pray about it. Thank you for listening. God bless you. It's Mick Sunday Morning. It's Mick Sunday Morning, and it's election week. And again, I encourage you to get out. In 2020, only about 66% of the voting population turned out. Why don't you get out and vote? Some people don't want to wait in the lines. Some people don't have time. And unfortunately, some people just say, I don't want to. My vote doesn't count. Every vote counts. Please take the time to get out and vote. Again, it's a very important election. There's a lot at stake in this election. Get out and do not just your civil duty, but go out and do the duty that it really could affect your life, the way you live, how much money you have based on taxes. There's no excuse. Pray about it. Seek wisdom and knowledge in who you will vote for. And always remember, God's number one. Keep him number one in all of it. And the rest will fall in place. It's Mick Sunday Morning.
Everything that's happening to you is happening for you. Everything that is happening to you is happening for you. If you have faith and trust in God's plan and his promises, then you know this to be true. But if you believe otherwise, then you'll most likely experience otherwise. But let me just say that when you know and accept this truth, that everything is working for your good according to God's perfect plan for your life, that, my friend, is when you find true peace within. And no amount of chaos, no hardship, no challenge, no nothing can rattle or take away that peace. And guess what? We get to decide what goes on up here. Stop focusing on the problems and start thanking God for all the blessings, because there are many. Amen. Shine your light.
Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for listening. Thank you for hearing what all I had to say about the election. And I ask you to just be mindful of it too, to don't have blinders on going in. Well, first off, go to vote and remember to take a step back. We were raised in our families probably a certain way, whether Republican or Democratic. But one thing I know, the Democratic Party of today is not the Democratic Party of yesterday. They're radicals on both sides. They're liars on both sides. There are wolves in sheep's clothing on both sides. But we have a choice of two. Pick wisely. Pick the leader, and really it's not just the president of the United States. It's called the leader of the free world. One that will bring peace, and a president that will know the power of the Lord, the power of prayer. So it's up to you. Make that choice, and we'll see what happens. And I pray that God will have his hand upon this election, and his perfect will be done. Whoever goes in, his perfect will be done. So go out and do it. You have the right to do it. You have the responsibility to do it. Thank you for tuning in the 9 o'clock hour and listening. If you did, you heard some wonderful Christian independent artists. And we're on Christmas music now. Is that a little too early? In my opinion, yes. But I snuck those songs in. Just to know there's a world of music out there that you probably don't know about. And they're indie artists. They're amazing. And as I said on the last segment, they'll all be compiled into a new show here in just a few weeks. And you'll get to hear them on their own show. So pray about that. And pray about this week. Very important week for our country. I'll see you next Sunday. And we'll know what happens. And whatever happens, like I said, God is in control. So thank you for listening. God bless you. I'm Greg Wyckoff, signing out for Mixed Sunday Morning. Thanks for listening. If you like what you've heard, tell your friends and join us for the full show every Sunday morning from 8 to 11 on Mix 106.5, 98.3 HD2, Mix1065Radio.com, the Mix 106.5 mobile apps, or the Mix 106.5 skill on Amazon's Alexa-enabled smart speakers. I'm Greg Wyckoff, and this program is a product of Radio Alabama.